Thanks for joining us. We continue to pray through the Bible. Nehemiah chapter 9, 16 and 17, that's our passage today. But they and our fathers acted presumptuously and stiffened their neck and did not obey your commandments. They refused to obey and were not mindful of the wonders that you performed among them. But they stiffened their neck and appointed a leader to return to their slavery in Egypt. Check this out. You are a God ready to forgive, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, and did not forsake them. The walls were not the only thing in Jerusalem that needed to be rebuilt. The hearts of the people were in spiritual despair. They had gone through a spiritual drought. Ezra was called on to lead the spiritual renewal, the revival. The people reviewed the deeds of their ancestors that had brought on the downfall of the nation, and then they proclaim 5 characteristics of God. So let's take time to thank God for the way He demonstrates these characteristics in our lives. So the first talking point is forgiveness. When we confess our sins, God is faithful to forgive us. Scripture says that He separates our sins as far as the east is from the west. He puts them behind His back. He throws them in the depths of the sea. He remembers our sin no more. God will forgive you, and then you can forgive yourself. Father, thank you for forgiving my sins and remembering my sins no more. This passage talks about God's grace. In God's mercy, He holds back what we deserve. In His grace, He gives us what we don't deserve. Grace is not earned or deserved. It is absolutely free. If grace wasn't free, it wouldn't be grace. So, Father, thank you for giving me what I absolutely do not deserve. We also see compassion in this verse. God does not leave us in our own state of sin. He has deep sympathy for us, and He moves in to alleviate our desperate state. So, Father, thank you for your great compassion. God is slow to anger, this passage tells us. I'm so thankful that God is patient with me, aren't you? Lord, I'm a slow learner. Thank you for being patient with me. And then we see in this verse God's love. God's love overflows in its abundance. He loves us so much that He gave us His Son to die for us as our substitute. Jesus went to the cross for us. That's abounding love. So, Father, thank you for showing your love by sending Jesus for me while I was still a sinner and had no intention of turning to you. Thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness and your grace, your compassion, your patience, and your love. In Jesus' name, amen.